Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And what a night, Lance. I don't know. You didn't go, did you?
No, I didn't go. We had to. I got to leave for Tuscaloosa like right after the show today, so I had too much going on.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be packed. You knew it was going to be packed.
Todd and Blummer both said, this feels like October. In the third inning, they're standing in the lower bowl.
Yeah.
When the Astros are on defense, trying to make sure that the Red Sox don't score more runs. It was that kind of atmosphere. They hadn't had a big Monday night like that all season long, with the attendance and the energy in the building that they had last. And that's all because of the acquisitions. When you make a big acquisition at the trade deadline and give everybody hope, if they'd have just sat on their hands, that would have just been. It would have been a nice game, but it would, and Bregman's return would have drawn some people. But the return of Carlos Correa, and highly underplayed, and for good reason, highly underplayed was the return of Christian Javier. And after two batters, it was like, oh, crap, here's another Aaron Geddy start.
Yeah.
He's not ready.
And really, I thought into the second inning. I mean, you know, he got pulled out of the fire. Was it second or third? He got pulled out of the fire with picking a runner off.
Yeah.
And the runner was just stupid on the bases.
Rough fella.
Got out of that, and then got somebody to swing on a ball and got out of the inning. And then after that, he like locked in.
Yeah. Well, after the first two hits, he only gave up one more the rest of the way.
Yeah. But after he gives up the bomb and you're like, oh my gosh. You know, this
two batters, two runs. It was like, oh crap,
this game's over. Well, these guys aren't gonna be dependent on for the rest of the year.
Well, I mean, and you're facing Crochet.
I know, and you just got done facing Max Fried the night before. Or the day before.
Holy crap. That might have gotten you ready. And you beat the snot out of Fried too.
Yeah, you rocked him. I tell you what, man, it really was playoff. It really was playoff atmosphere. Yeah. I mean, you had Neris out there giving up runs just like the playoffs. No, he was actually good, but it was a situation where, you know, at the end you're hanging on for dear life, and you get the save, and the excitement level after the game was something else. But we got a lot more in between all that to talk about. Getting to Javier for a sec. Okay, first of all, Alex Bregman, it was nice. All the things that were done for Alex Bregman was nice. The local media got to meet with him. They set up a specific time to meet with Alex Bregman. Astros are very good. Rockets have been very good about that. Astros very good about that, about celebrating former players. And Bregman always have a special place in everyone's heart. There's just no question about it. He had a good game. You know, well, he had a base knock yesterday. I shouldn't say good game. He had a base knock yesterday. But he John, I tell you what, it was, you know, you, it's just different with Correa out there.
It is.
It's just different. And it's the intensity, like, I don't know, there is just more juice. He carries himself with so much, and it's not even, it's a natural swagger and confidence that really you can feel on the field. You can feel it when they walk off the field after the game's over. Everything about Carlos gives this team a little more edge, I think.
Yeah, and the fans know it. We've got the – here is – I mean, listen, here's Carlos Correa being introduced, and I watched the pregame show. You know, he walked in. Did you see what he – I don't know if you saw it. You know, I was watching the pregame show. I was so
you mean walked
for this
into
game.
The – hold on. Are you talking about walking into the whole state? Like
walk into the stadium, you know, with the outfit and
– hold
and,
on. Dell's
you know who was with him? Our boy Fox was with him.
Oh, is he – could you see him on the
he
on
was
the
on the pregame show, and he's got these cake boxes. And I'm like –
wait.
Well, you can't – he's like, yeah, I brought Trace Leches, Carlos's favorite Trace Leches. And Fox is carrying him into the clubhouse. That's why Chaz McCormick homered, because he got cake, Trace Leches cake.
Well, yeah. he didn't get God, what was that I saw over the weekend where there was something having to do with somebody? It was Chaz McCormick. Somebody literally landed on Chaz. I don't even want to say it because I can't even get there. It was something having to do with. You describe who is this player that I'm mentioning, this player, this, and at the end, they love banana pudding. I'm like, and everyone's like, that's got to be Chaz. And sure enough, it was Chaz McCormick. It was like a player in the American League. It was just a random player in the American League. But anyway, yeah, Tres Leches are delicious. Now, it's sweet. If you never had it, soaked in three milks. Tres Leches, three different types.
Apparently, Carlos loves it from this place. I'm trying to find out what the place is.
Yeah, you find out the place because I'm a fan of the Tres Leches.
No, he loves this Tres Leches. Fox told me before.
And he brought a bunch of them for his friends?
He brought it to the clubhouse.
When has Dell ever done that for us? Be honest. Well, when has Dell ever brought in a bunch of food?
Fox doesn't do anything. I already told him what a bad person he is. So, he doesn't bring us any trips.
No, but when has Dell brought us something for his team?
Well, if Dell brought something, that would be nice.
Neither of you are Carlos Correa.
We're the Carlos Correa.
We're the Correas of the team. We bring
people
stuff
excited
in.
Here.
You
okay?
Don't get
like
people
Carlos.
Here excited.
No. We're the $33 million players here.
I'm That's talking about the team, not the listeners.
You're
you don't
Chaz.
Get the team
you
excited.
Just eat the banana
We're leaders. Leaders
lead.
On the field.
You don't.
Okay.
Lead.
I'm Carlos. Well, I'm shorter, so I'll be Altuve. Okay. I'm Altuve, and Lance is Carlos.
Well,
wait
a minute. Altuve's way better than Carlos.
Well, I don't know. Well, you're taller, though, so you have to be Carlos.
Well, my kids are telling me I'm shrinking. I think they're right. I think my spine's compacting.
Yeah. So, anyway, here is, and I didn't get goosebumps. I thought I'd get goosebumps, but I didn't get goosebumps. I love this kind of stuff. Carlos coming back home where the play, and he was asked before the game, you know, well, what's the best thing about being back? What do you think his answer was? The best thing about coming
Tres
back.
Tres Leches?
No, not Tres Leches.
Because you may not get a good Tres Leches in Minnesota, if I'm being honest.
No, you can't. Are you kidding? Versus Houston? He said the best thing about being back is playing with Jose Altuve again.
Oh,
being around Jose Altuve. He said that just the person and the player and everything else. But as he strolled to the plate, here's what it sounded like.
You can't even hear his walk-up music.
No.
It's so loud.
That's how loud.
You know what it was? I'm coming home.
The entire
I'm
stadium standing.
The entire stadium was standing. Thank you to this.
Who sings that song?
Sports City.
Something Gray or something like that.
Sports City Channel.
Space City Home Network.
Yeah. Space City. That's what I meant.
It's the song you're referencing, yeah. Lance, is Eminem and Skylar Gray?
Skylar Gray.
No. That's a
Gray.
That's a Diddy song.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not. It's not. But it's a girl. Who's the female?
I don't remember. It's
That's a Diddy song?
He's on it. It's like his. Oh, yeah. He put together a group and he's on it.
Oh, man.
No Diddy. I thought we were going to
It
do
wasn't
no
that
Diddy.
Song, though, I don't think.
No. I don't want Diddy associated
no,
with
No, Skylar Gray and Diddy, I think.
It is Skylar Gray. She's one singer.
Yeah,
but
Skylar
anyway,
Gray.
Yeah, it was cool. Carlos gets up for her first at bat. And how about if you're Carlos and Daniela, his wife? I mean, she never wanted to leave. He never wanted to leave.
No.
He wanted to stay. It's one of those things where even if you want to stay, you got to go. I mean, unless you want to take.
They bought a house. They kept.
Yeah.
Not kept their house. They bought another house. So when they came back every winter, they have. And now they get to move back.
You imagine how excited both of them were when they heard the news?
I know Daniela was over the moon.
I had to be.
Yeah.
Had
I mean,
be.
Nothing against Minnesota, but come on.
Come on. But everything against Minnesota.
No. Nope. Anyway, I love the way he's going the other way this year.
I did too. He looks like a really confident hitter.
That right side is so wide open. He's just like, okay, I'll be Tony Gwynn here. Watch this. That's fine.
And it's not even against the super shift. I mean, you know, we have shifts, not super shifts, but yeah, he's been going the other way. He's been using all fields. Carlos has been a professional hitter since he got back. He's looked terrific. Let's get to Christian Javier. So the results, the process started bumpy, ended good. The results were good. The results are good. I mean, he went five. I mean, the results are really good. He was way better than expected after the first couple innings where he got into some trouble. Really the first inning. I didn't think for the first two innings, I didn't love what I saw in terms of, you know, he strikes me in the first couple innings as a guy that's going to get hit hard when he comes back, at least for a while. I did think he got better. I thought the pitches got a little tighter. It wasn't kind of that lollipop little sweeper that he was throwing. It got a little better. He kept it lower. He kept it out of the zone. You know, guys were chasing it a little bit. It got a little better. I still think he's going to have to get – I don't know that he's where he – well, I'm quite certain he's not where he wants to be. I mean, he's nowhere near the OG 2022 Christian Javier, but it was a good sign. I still think, I don't know about your thoughts, I still think there's a lot more to get better in terms of just his overall the pitches
the one thing and he did a lot in his rehab was walk guys, and he walked guys again last night.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't have there's too many non-competitive pitches. There's too many times it's like, wow, that wasn't even close. You know, you can nibble a little bit, or just get it off the plate a little bit so the guys might chase it. But there's a lot of pitches that he's just thrown. Of the 85 pitches, there were probably 6 or 7 or 8, maybe even 9 or 10 that were just, wow, that's not even close. Mm-hmm. So those are just wasted pitches, wasted arm, wasted everything.
Got to cut those back.
And, you know, he had 5 strikeouts and 2 walks. But there was early on, we left it right over the plate. First pitch to Roman Anthony, boom. That was like, holy crap, you just put him. And then Bregman's meatball was up there. That was a slider that didn't slide much. And man, he just crushed that ball. And it was like, oh, well, here we go. But he settled in, and there was some hard contact, especially the last out. He knew it was his last batter. And it was 85th pitch, which is more than they wanted him to throw.
Yeah.
But they wanted to get him the 5 full innings so that he can get the win. That was nice of Joe Espada. He could have pulled him before that last batter. He sent it all the way to the wall, and Chaz made a real nice play to catch it against the wall.
Really nice play.
Really nice play. So that was nice that he got the win. I didn't realize he only has 34 wins now as a Houston Astro. I would have thought it was more than that, but he's got 34 wins as a Houston Astro, 34-18 in his career with the Astros. But those are important. That's important to him, and it's important, you know, for his well-being and everything else to get that first win. That was really, really nice. The offense with Crochet. Does Crochet not look like he's from the 20s? Honestly, I was looking at him going, this guy just looks like, he's got 1927 written all over him.
I always feel like Ort looks like that, like a guy who was out in the farm, you know, out in the fields working for a while, and he came back, and he's got that little gut. And like Ort's got that, you know,
maybe even on a
Ort's
farm.
Ort's got the 4 or 5 kids, but he had all. Yes.
What are we doing?
What?
Why do you realize why he didn't go to Hader last night?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Josh Hader's hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, but not bad.
It's a shoulder.
He'll be fine. He'll
discomfort?
No, shoulder, it wasn't discomfort.
That's what he said.
No, it's not a discomfort.
No,
it's,
that's what he said.
It's a shoulder. It's just a shoulder, like, you know what? Well, I'm just going to take a day off.
How about this is the good news segment?
Was that a discomfort? It's no discomfort.
Discomfort's
one of the worst.
You just brought rain on a beautiful sunny afternoon.
You want to talk about the looks of Crochet or Okert? Who cares?
Yeah.
Your closer Okert
doesn't
could
know. Okert looks like the 60s.
Who could pitch last night?
Ort
of shoulder is the discomfort. One I'm talking about.
No, it's not discomfort.
That's what it says.
In baseball, we don't want to hear the word discomfort.
Well, that's what discomfort.
It's just
that's
what it is. It's just a general
soreness. He's going for tests.
It's just a general soreness.
Shoulder discomfort. He's going
for
tests.
It's like CJ. It's just a general soreness.
No.
We're not doing tests today. We canceled the test.
Did CJ even throw last game?
We're not doing tests. I can tell you this, and we're not doing.
Talk to Espada. They're doing tests.
And we're not doing discomfort. We're doing general soreness.
It's all the things
you don't
want to
be. No, he said soreness. He had soreness.
Yeah, there we go. General soreness. That's what CJ had, and he played a while ago the other day.
We sent
he
him
played
for
in the preseason
we
game.
Sent
oh wait,
him
he didn't.
For testing. We're waiting for those results.
Results. Yeah. Results are fine. It's
well,
just
how about that?
Soreness.
Not even the broadcast team knew. They were like, "Well, we're not seeing Josh Hader.
They didn't even know at the end.
He must be. They
Josh
didn't. They
doesn't didn't, isn't available.
They had no
Here
idea.
Comes De Los Santos. They, like who?
They had no idea. They kept that secret. He walked in with that yesterday. And then they sent him for tests, and nobody had any idea until after the game that he had general soreness in his shoulder. Does that mean he's going to get Tommy John?
No, that's an elbow thing.
Well, I know, but didn't we have a guy who had a neck, and then
that
he had
Javier,
Tommy John
who pitched last night? Yeah,
right. Didn't we? Oh, who went in? Javier.
Yeah,
he went in with neck soreness. Oh, get Tommy John.
The neck into Tommy John combination was one of the rarest I've ever seen.
Ever. It's no
way. Wait,
knew.
Justin Verlander had neck, but not to. Was it to TJ? No. He had TJ right. He had TJ because that game.
Josh Hader reported shoulder discomfort yesterday and was unavailable. Joe Espada said.
I wish they'd use a different word than discomfort. I'd rather in baseball with the Astros. Shoulder. I don't like. It's. I'd rather have discomfort in the shoulder than the forearm. Nothing's worse than when your forearm doesn't feel right. We know that for a fact. Yeah.
Well, maybe you're right, Lance or John, whoever said it, because Javier initially reported neck discomfort, and it wound up with Tommy John. So the word discomfort could flow to anything, apparently.
It might lead to something.
Yeah.
Right? It moves. Discomfort moves throughout your body.
It travels.
It does. 713.
We were doing just fine.
Yeah, and well, you rained on the whole show.
Aren't we a show that tells the truth? You just said from 7 to 10 we tell the truth.
We do tell the truth, but the truth
then why
is
why are you bearing the truth?
Because the truth is it's a general soreness.
That's not what the manager said.
Okay, watch what. All right, I don't want to do this,
right.
But I know.
Hope you're right.
All right, I don't want to do this, but Dr. Muntz is my doctor, so he
Dr.
knows
who?
People. Dr. Muntz.
Nelson Muntz from The Simpsons.
No, Dr. James Muntz.
Oh, okay.
Team physician. And while he didn't have anything to do with this, just the mere fact that I know him means that I have a feel for things.
Right.
And it's just not going to be any big deal. That's why we didn't lead with this. This is not a lead. This is something we were going to mention. And what did we miss today? Oh, Hader couldn't go because of general soreness.
It's not general soreness.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use the D word.
Tell it to a spot
not
of
when
it.
Kids are going to school, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. No, he knows Dr. Muntz, so there it is.
Well, as long as he knows him.
There it is. Nope. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. They'll ruin the show. What's all we do is bring sunshine.
Well, everything was going good. Christian Javier pitched great. Oh, we're talking about Josh Hader.
Just because you want to ignore what's real.
I was in the middle of doing an Ort has a bunch of farm kids thing.
Great.
They were helping with on the plows, and then you're like, what about the shoulder?
That's important to talk about.
It is important.
Where Ort has farm kids.
It is important. Yeah. The way you say it makes it sound not important.
Makes it sound stupid, right?
Well, the way you say it.
That's how you get to the Hall of Fame, Del.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. That's how you get to the Hall of Fame.
I thought it was your Vince versus
You'll
Reggie
never get there
because
you rain
Vince
on everybody.
Vince Reggie did help.
Vince Reggie stuff.
The Vince Reggie year and a half to 2 years helped.
You rain on everything. We got a break.
Well, it went from Nuggets. Vince versus Reggie just to Vince versus the – like Vince Reggie, then just Vince. And then Vince took over. He didn't even play with us, and Vince just took over the city. He took over sports talk radio.
Yep. And listen – yeah, if it's raining, it's a great day to go. Great time to go to the Golden Nugget. When Dell rains on everything and you feel sad, great time. Get in your car, drive 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road to Lake Charles and go to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You still have time to have your fantasy draft there. We're going the 28th and 29th. Why don't you go the 30th or the 31 days? I don't know, whatever. whatever amount of days there are, that weekend before the opening weekend of the NFL season, perfect time to go get your draft on. Go watch college football. That's week one. Are you kidding? All the games in week one, and you can watch week one college football games. You can have your fantasy draft. You can bring the wives, go swimming. You can bring your clubs, go golfing. You've got 12 restaurants. You've got a nightclub. You've got concerts there. I mean, what more could you possibly want in a fantasy draft? Golden Nugget Lake Charles, talk about fun. Talk about a great place. They'll set you up in the DraftKings Sportsbook. They've got packages available where you get discounts on your on everything you're doing. It's just great. Go look at the different packages available at GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com. It is the place to be for your fantasy draft or just to have some fun. Go get your gamble on at Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Loaded, ready, rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell here with you. And the Astros win. Now, that was a tough one. It was a playoff experience. Boy, oh boy, I loved Urias last night. Ramon was, from his very first at-bat, he made it out in his first at-bat, but his second at-bat, boy, I think it was a 9-pitch at-bat that he doubled, and then he homered later, and, I mean, they needed all of those runs, and they needed that one as well, but he looked really good at the plate. He is a really good fielder. Last week when they put out the lineup, and he was at second, and Altuve was DH-ing. I put out there that that's the Astros' best offense and defense. And I'm going to stick with it. I know Caratini wasn't on the field, but Caratini's bat has been great in the lineup all year long. But that, when you put him at second, you've got Correa at third. And by the way, Jeremy Peña made a couple of plays yesterday that were like, I wonder if it isn't hard for him to be playing shortstop with Carlos Correa right there at third. You know,
I'd hate to think it's a mental weakness thing.
Like, no, I'm just saying it's more difficult.
How?
Well, in that, you know, there's the guy that was manning this position forever. I'm still a young guy in the league.
Does he really lack that confidence? Back.
Carlos said he loves, and when asked, I mean, Harold Reynolds couldn't have been more wrong about the whole Carlos Correa going to third base. When asked yesterday, what about the move to third? And he goes, I love it. It's like I'm not even – he goes, I go home and I don't even feel like I played. I just stand there at third base. I don't have to do anything. Shortstop, you got to run all over the place the whole game. You're out in the outfield taking relays. You're covering from third to second. And you're turning double plays. All of that stuff that you got to do as a shortstop. He said, I don't even feel like I played. I'm ready to go after the game. So – It's much easier for him, and he loves it. But, you know, Jeremy, he's got to look over there and say, you know, that's the guy that was man in this position. I'm not saying it's a mental weakness. There's you know, any time you've got a guy who's, I don't want to say legendary, that's right there standing next to you, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. That's all. And he played a couple of balls. He transferred one ball that, you know, he wasn't able to come up, but he missed the transfer from his glove to his hand, and they got a base hit out of that. And then it was a tough play, and they gave him a hit on it. It was a rope that the dude hit, and the second bounce went off of Peña's leg. But those are important plays at crucial times in the game, and that ain't easy. It ain't easy to have guys on when as a pitcher you hope you get an out. So they made it tough on themselves. De Los Santos looked really nice. He humps it up there. That's the first time we saw him. He humps it up at 97, 98.
He had some juice. And by the way, Bennett Sosa getting out of the inning prior was a great job, too. I mean, just a great AB. I mean, just a great matchup against Anthony. Just terrific.
Well, that was the end of game. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah, De Los Santos was the inning. Yeah, De Los Santos was the inning before. Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm getting them mixed up. Yeah, he had – he started him with that I guess it was a change at 86. Then he threw that little tailing fastball on him, and then he had the wipeout slider away. I mean, just a perfect – it was on a 1-2 count. Just an absolutely perfect set of pitches to set him up with. And Bennett was pumped.
Yeah.
You see well, him? I mean, he was pumped. Look, that's our left-hander. We're not doing King anymore. King – we're not – King's done.
You got to be done.
I've decided we're done with King. And blue ball, back up.
Yeah.
De Los Santos, blue ball. Do you know that – do you realize that this bullpen could look substantially different come playoff time? It probably won't. You're probably going to get a bunch of Hart and some Okert. And,
I don't know. J.P. France could be in that bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, he's McCullers, got no pitching experience
McCullers
this year.
McCullers could be in that bullpen.
Could be. I mean, could be. They love Ort. Ort's not been that great. I mean, you can't. Once again, the blue ball kid he's got a big arm. I would not write him off because he can hump it up at 97. I don't know that I would write off big arms in a postseason.
Well,
as opposed to just guys with experience during the season, I like arms that get a little hot. And blue ball right now, six shutout innings, seven strikeouts in the minor. You know, they sent him back down to the minors. You've got De Los Santos right now. You've got we'll see what happens to J.P. France. My guess is this is still just going to be kind of a wasted year for him.
Well, you say that about Ort, and this month he's had six appearances, 5 1/3 innings, and he's given up two hits, no runs. He's been really, really good. Last month, 9 2/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, a 2.79.
Yeah, so I guess
he's been really, really good for him. And oh, by the way, he pitched 5 times on that road trip.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. He just maybe it is because he does look like he farms.
Well, that's okay.
It's probably just a bias.
He started slowly. He had a 6.57 in May, June a 4.91. But he's really come around. July 2.79, and now he's got a 0 ERA in 6 outings. So he's done his job lately. I don't know that he's the guy that hey, listen, Joe's been counting on him. He's been counting on Brian King, too, and Brian King has been awful. But I don't know. You're limited in the number of guys. But look who – I mean, Garcia's coming back. J.P. France is coming back. We think the barista's coming back. Where are you putting these guys, and who's leaving? I don't know. I know Sosa ain't leaving. I know if he's still alive that Josh Hader is going to be in that bullpen. Brian Abreu is going to be in that bullpen. I would imagine Ort is going to be in that bullpen. Okert. It's got. I think he's in.
All right. So then, kick all the other guys out. Then, okay. I take it back. All the guys with big arms that are striking people out. Now you're gone.
Well, I don't know that you want big guys that are striking everybody out gone. But okay.
All right. Well, I mean, is Abreu going to be there?
Yeah, Abreu's
Abreu
gonna be.
Hader. You just mentioned a whole slew of pitchers. Where are these other pitchers coming from? You're not keeping 14 relievers.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that. I don't know what you do.
I know what you do. Have the best arms in the rotation.
Who's your best arms?
I mean, when I say arms, I mean, you know, I like strikeout guys. When you're getting into specialty situations, I think De Los Santos could get a sniff. You know, once again, I think that you've got to. I'm gonna monitor Blue Ball because I thought his stuff was good. I thought he had good stuff. He did give up a couple home runs. And look, it's a long shot because Okert and Ort have been here doing this. Brian King's been here doing this. These guys have all been doing it all year long. So they're probably going to stay. I don't think you're going to get is J.P. France. I don't think J.P. France, and I'm probably not even Lance McCullers because Lance McCullers just never really pitched out of the bullpen. So I don't see a scenario where Lance McCullers makes his playoff roster. I don't know how he does. He's been ineffective when he's pitched. He hasn't been a bullpen pitcher. He has no chance now. If Garcia comes back and pitches just okay, I don't see any chance for Lance McCullers to crack his way into the starting, you know, into the rotation. I mean, he's just been bad. He's not been good. What is this? Yeah. Whip is still, what is it, like a 1.7 for the year?
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is a good problem to have, all of these arms coming
right
back. As long as they're, well, we'll find out if it's a good thing, because we'll see if Eric Geddy is ready, because he wasn't ready for his last outing.
He wasn't ready. No.
And I don't know, with a one-game lead now, you got a one-game lead. You picked up a half a game on the Mariners who didn't play last night. So you got a one-game lead in the division. I don't know that you have time for these guys to work out the kinks so that you can, because you definitely want to win the division. I don't know if you got time for these guys to work out the kinks that they could be working out in the minors. Well, we said it before, bring them up, because would you rather have Colton Gordon or Spencer Arrighetti on the mound? Yeah, you'd rather have Spencer Arrighetti on the mound, right? So let him get at the major league level and let him work out his stuff. But, man, with the pressure that Seattle's putting on you, I don't know that you got that luxury anymore. That was when you had a five-game lead. You don't got that, that's gone. That's gone. So now every game, that game was like a playoff game last night. That's awesome.
Isn't this crazy? Awesome. Since 2018, that was 7 years ago. Since 2018, since the 18 season, that's before Gerrit Cole didn't come into the seventh inning. That's before the trash cans got found out. That's before, you know, COVID. That's before we won the World Series in 22 and got hammered by the Atlanta Braves in a World Series. Lance McCullers has made 58 starts since 2018. That's it. 58 starts. Well, missed 3 years of baseball.
7 years, 58 starts?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
Missed 3 years of baseball.
That's more than I would have guessed.
Is it? Because he didn't pitch in 19. In 20, he only pitched 11 games. In 21, he had 28. Then he followed it up with 8 in 22. Then he didn't pitch in 23. Didn't pitch in 24. Has pitched 11 this, like,
that's 7
that's
years.
A 58 feels like a lot to you?
Well, it's 8 years, really. And so 7 starts a year? It seems like more than I would have guessed. Yeah.
He did have 28 starts in 21.
There you go.
But a 1.7 whip with a 6.90 ERA, I don't see how he – and France, I mean, France is going to have to come back and do some magic, and he's not going to be a pitcher. The only way he becomes a starter again, at least for this year and maybe in the near future, is if somebody is really ineffective, and that somebody would have to be Eric Geddy or Javier or Garcia. You and I have already talked about the fact we need at least one of those guys to lock into the rotation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, we got a break. Raheel's trying to get a shout-out to Hayden, who's going to be a volleyball player at the University of Texas. How about that? She's starting fifth grade today, Hayden.
And already going to volleyball at Texas?
She's already been recruited by University of Texas
volleyball.
She has
to be what they call like a libero, that defensive
who digs out. The little person.
I've seen Raheel and his wife. She ain't going to be jumping over the net anytime
setting
soon.
She's a setter
or that defender who can be like
five. Played volleyball in college.
But Sam was the type I'm talking about, like the one who digs out all the spikes.
No, you got to do the grunt work.
Yeah, but she's got to eat more couscous. Eat more.
I don't know. Why do you do this? Couscous she's thing. Listening to the show right now. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
That's what I'm just saying. She wants to grow.
Dad, why does
be
he say
a,
that
a
all
spiker
the time?
Then eat
Dad,
more.
Why does
an
he
outside
say that?
Hater, I believe, is the word you're looking for.
Why does he act like I don't eat regular food?
Yeah, Raheel doesn't eat couscous. You've been saying that for years.
He kind of does.
It doesn't even fit where he's from.
No one knows.
He lives in Richmond now. He may feed her kombucha since apparently Richmond is some kind of hipster spot now. It's not the Richmond I grew up in.
It's a hipster spot?
Yes. Raheel sends pictures all the time.
They're smoking hookahs out there?
Yes. No. Richmond is a hipster spot.
Wow. Raheel's a
music,
hipster.
They have poetry readings and guitar, women in women playing guitars with a dog sitting next to them whenever they're
call,
in a coffee shop.
We gotta call Child Protective Services and get those kids away from
Raheel. It's the Austin of Fort Bend County.
Yeah, right. Get those kids away from Raheel before they get addicted to hookah.
All that being said, have a great first day of fifth grade, Hayden.
Hayden.
Your Uncle John is hoping you have a great day, despite all the things he just said.
Hoping for a positive.
Well, when she was like seven, I was offering her beers, and she wouldn't take them, so I was a little disappointed in her. She wouldn't take beer when I was offering
it to
her.
She's just trying to live her life and be a good person, and John's doing everything he can to just...
to ruin it.
Real text, he's like, I thought I was just going to get a shout-out to my daughter.
Oh, fifth grade. That's when I started to turn bad, by the way.
Between fourth and fifth grade is
fifth
when
grade.
The
no, because I had to go to the public school because our house burned down when I was in that summer.
And what did you do to burn the house down?
I didn't do it. I almost died. The whole ceiling.
You sure you didn't do anything that made the house burn down?
I'm positive.
When
no,
you were
no,
smoking,
my dad did. The water heater exploded. He was shaving, and but we blame it on him
because he was shaving.
Yeah, he was shaving. And so if he didn't shave, then the water heater wouldn't have blown up. So,
Or perhaps it was a ticking time bomb and it wouldn't have mattered. Where maybe you would have taken a bath and it would have happened. We could have blamed you for it.
I didn't take baths. Okay.
No surprise.
I was a dirty kid. Dirty, filthy.
Now you're just a dirty man in different ways.
That's all. That's all. You're right. No, you're right. But that's when I turned bad, fifth grade. So watch her, Raheel. Make sure Hayden doesn't do. Make sure you don't send her to the public
school. Yeah, make sure she doesn't run into any Granados at school.
Right. To hanging out with the bad kids, the public school kids. Anyway, got time to talk about Game Day Men's Health. That's where you feel good. All right? That's where you feel good at Game Day Men's Health. I just love what Game Day Men's Health is doing for me, and you'll love what they're doing for you. It's just different. There's a lot of testosterone replacement places, okay? You've probably seen, place after place after place. But, okay, maybe you haven't started yet. I can tell you this. It's different because you get a free evaluation at Game Day Men's Health, and you got labs right there on the spot. So you find out what's going on with your body right away, and you find out from professionals exactly how to attack and reach your goals. And they care about your goals. Are you reaching your goals? Are you losing weight? Are you gaining muscle mass? There's measurements that they can take for all of these things, and they're going to make sure that you are reaching your goals. And if not, we'll try something else. And listen, they'll be relentless, making sure that you are getting the most that you possibly can out of the experience with Game Day Men's Health. The other places are cookie cutter. You go in, you get your shot, everything okay? Okay, bye. Hurry, we got somebody else waiting. All right, that's not the way they do business at Game Day Men's Health. So if you want something different, if you want to feel great, if you want people to care, and you want a free evaluation, GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Locations all over the city, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Is this really, or did Art make this picture? Did you guys see this? This picture of us promoting, by the way, Thursday, we got two lucky listeners going to win a chance to go to Lake Charles and be in our fantasy draft. So you got to keep on listening all day Thursday. But Lance, if you guys go look at Art, go to your Twitter handle and your notifications.
That's real.
I haven't seen anything.
That's yet. We sent that out.
It's part. It went from the ESPN 97.5.
It
account.
Looks like Lance is holding a. He's got to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's how he smiled in our photos we took. That's on him.
That is awful. And it looks like you knew about it, Del. You got a ship-eating grin there.
Well, I mean, I was asked to smile for the photo, and that's what I got. I didn't know it was going to be me put next to a guy who just farted, but...
he's got a tough one coming out.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, because Sam put this out through the ESPN 975 account yesterday saying, you know, promoting our giveaway.
That's probably why she wants to take a different picture.
For you?
She said, I have to take a different picture.
It looks like you're holding one that you got to really, really go bad.
Yeah. So she already told me, she told me last week, we have to take a different picture. So I just sent a picture from
my phone. That's not nice. He says, it looks like the girl on the left has a beard. That's in reference to Sean Mapes.
Oh, yeah, no, that's awful. So she's taking a different picture, so I got to take a different picture.
Yeah.
Sent her one of myself. I just sent her one. I said, here you go.
Oh, you didn't
No, we have to actually take a picture.
Oh, you didn't go on. Oh, you got to pose again, huh?
Yeah, I got to do
a pose.
Wear
a collared shirt.
You know what? Not Dan Holden is right. Raheel is to blame. He didn't give Baby Trickster a full serving of formula when she was a baby.
Yeah, if people who don't know that story, Raheel used to cut the daily formula for his daughter. Go, what? She's going to get it. She's going to get the whole, I don't know, case, bottle, whatever, every day. But no, Raheel, it's a daily allowance, not if you stretch it over the course of days.
He was watering it down.
Yeah, because he wanted to make it last longer.
Make it last longer so he wouldn't have to buy more.
Yeah, it's a day.
Yeah, Hayden, blame him.
So yeah, if you have to be forced to be a libero as opposed to an outside hitter, it's because your dad didn't give you the requisite amount every day.
Baby Trickster.
I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, those were the days. 713-780-3776. Reagan's favorite caller. Chris from the Woodlands is here. What up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Hey, John, I wanted to correct last week. I only got on to you one time, and that was when I made a Jim Crane comment about a plane, and you went like I was a 13-year-old on me for about 7 minutes straight.
So you said, you've done it a couple of few times.
He's fine. Everything's fine. We don't have to start this back up, guys.
It's cool. It's
cool. Hey, no.
No, one time I was critical of a player, and then he played better, and you were like, oh, John, you hit.
Here we go. Yeah, he's being sensitive.
You can't let it go. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say
way to go, Chris.
Right, so, hey. Nice job.
Sorry about that. Last night's game was awesome. I love the atmosphere watching. I was watching here on the TV at the house. But I had a quick question. You know, back in the day, I have a major hate for Utah Jazz, as I'm sure a lot of you guys do in the 90s, flopping all that, Hornacek, Stockton. How is pitch training getting for you guys? Is it starting to get to the point, like, I feel like the third pitch of the game was a strike, lower corner, and because our catcher does such a job of yanking it up into the strike zone, it almost fools the umpires. Do you guys ever feel like the pitch training thing's kind of killing some strikes? It should be strike force and almost pisses off the umpire sometimes.
I think
is that crazy?
No. I don't think it pisses off the Astros. That's their job, but I don't think the Astros have. I thought Machete was unbelievably subpar as a pitch framer, which is crazy because he's known as this great defensive pitch framer. And then when you get to the playoffs and you see really good pitch framers, you're like, man, this guy's good. He's subtle, brings it back. I don't think the Astros have had. I'm not sure that I ever remember somebody who I said, man, that guy's a great pitch framer. I don't remember that. I think Boston's got a pretty good pitch framer, to be honest with you. But I don't think it pisses. No, pitch framing is part of it. It doesn't piss off the umpires. They're making their call regardless of what you do with your glove.
No. You can tell, like last night, there were a couple of pitches, and especially the one to Bregman to start the game. Like the second pitch was right on the corner, a beautiful pitch from Javier, and he didn't get the call, and Yiner starts to throw it back and stops. You can tell when a catcher's like, really? Because they can't throw when the ump doesn't call the strike, and then he throws it back, and he turns his head to the guy. Listen, that guy, he missed a couple of calls early on. He wasn't bad. He had a low zone, and there were a couple of pitches that were underneath. I didn't think he was horrible. I don't know what his umpire auditor was, but he definitely early on, he was squeezing that was a tight zone for a while. And so it changed a little bit as it went along. But I don't know that listen, next year they're going to be pissed off when guys are tapping the top of their heads. They're going to be pissed off.
Oh, they're going to be sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be very sensitive to that. You tap the top of your head now and you're thrown out of the game.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You're not talking about when there's actually the challenges.
Well, no, there is no challenges now, but
when there are.
during spring training there was, and so guys were tapping the top of their heads.
Yeah.
And if you do it during a regular season, you get tossed.
Well, yeah, because there's no actual rule. You're just showing up the ump.
Right, you're just showing them up.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear Dubon? Dubon got a low pitch called a strike, and Dubon went F on him. He just went F, and the umpire comes and talks to Dubon, and Dubon just looks away and isn't saying anything. And then Dubon pops out and running back to, you can hear him screaming F, not at the umpire, just he was so pissed.
Oh, and he slammed his stuff down in the
yeah. And then next hitter,
in the dugout,
Chaz Homers.
Yeah.
Then
Chaz crushed it.
Oh my God!
Good.
Yeah.
Bang.
But I'm surprised Dubon didn't catch it because he screamed at the plate. F.
Yeah, and Espada came out of the dugout as well. Right after. I mean, and then even strike two. I mean, questionable. I feel like it.
No, the he box swung it at strike. A slider.
No,
in
I mean,
dirt.
No, I mean, strike two. The one that he was upset with, strike two, put him in a spot where he had to swing at a low pitch.
Right
after he popped up, he looked back at the ump and pretty much said, "That's on you."
Yeah,
I had to swing at that because of that previous pitch, and Espada came.
But you know what? You know what? When they showed the replay, it hit the bottom of the zone.
Yeah, it was a strike.
There was a strike. You know, guys will go back and look at that and go, oh well. But again, I don't trust the box. Jose Altuve's box is so tiny.
Crazy.
And it goes up to his waist. Okay. So anything above that, above the box is going to be, everybody's going to, oh, that's a ball. Last night he had a pitch that hit the top of the box, and the ump called it a strike. And it's actually a strike. So, I don't know. They're going to have to. It's going to be that whole box thing. It's going to be interesting next year.
John has no idea. This just show is just so childish.
What?
I knew. There it is. And now Twitch is on it. So,
You said something.
It's a school day.
Yeah.
And you're out there.
Hayden's going back to school.
I mean,
you said something.
The phrasing of your entire last 2 minutes was just poor.
Yeah. You said something.
No, he didn't do anything wrong.
He's talking baseball, but he said something my dad always told me.
You just said strike zone.
Yeah.
Strike zone. You don't have to say Jose Altuve's tiny box. You just say strike zone.
He also said,
"I don't trust." Well, the box is. I'm not talking about his strike zone.
No,
I'm talking about the box.
No, but that is
understood.
Strike zone.
Understood. But you also said, "I don't trust the box." Something my dad always told me.
See, I mean, now Del, this has got to be addressed.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, he sits there with the cover of this.
Jeter never trusted the box.
Indignation from the other room.
Yeah,
and he sits there with the cover of his faux soapbox that he sits on. And then he jumps into the foray as much as anybody.
He said something that rang true to me because I heard that as a kid.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Jeter never trusted the box.
Well, he had no interest.
I know.
Right. No.
Girl. Y'all got to stop, girl.
Yo. Oh, look at where we are. Way behind.
Way past.
Oh, imagine that. Every bad thing happens when we're past break.
Well, let's talk right now about Give Me the VIN. GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's what I want to talk. I want to talk about the greatness that is GiveMeTheVIN.com. That is my man, John Clay Wolf, doing things nobody else does. Who else gives $25,000 away every month? Who does that? To people who are his clients, okay? They're the only ones that are going to win. So when you buy a car from John Clay Wolf, when you sell John Clay Wolf your vehicle, you've got a chance to win $25,000. He's giving away the big giveaway every single month. GiveMeTheVIN.com. It's awesome. It's awesome. Go to the website and see the details. But you get 1,000 entries into the big $25,000 giveaway. There are stories of people that, they sell him the car. You get more from John Clay Wolf, so you made money there. And then, oh my God, you just won $25,000. What? On top of the car, of the money that I got for the vehicle I sold John Clay Wolf, now I get another $25,000? Well, okay. Thank you, John Clay Wolf. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, nobody else does this. He's nuts. But it's just another incentive for you to sell your car to John Clay Wolf, as if you needed more. He's going to give you more for his vehicle. He's guaranteeing that if he can't beat CarMax, then he's going to give you $100. He's guaranteeing that you're getting the best car selling experience that you could possibly have. It's easy to log on to put your vehicle number in or your license plate number in, get a quote. They'll pick it up. They'll deliver. They'll bring you the money. They'll do everything. All at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Plus, you got a chance at $25,000. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Tell them you heard it right here. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. By the way, I asked, for those of you who just heard, Carlos walking in yesterday, he had a nice fit on. But I watched the pregame show. I wanted to see everything, wanted to watch everything, wanted to get as much as I possibly could. It was a big night at Daikin last night. That was a big night.
It was.
I mean, a Monday night.
Great atmosphere, packed.
No, great atmosphere.
Boston's got, you got some background with Boston playoff-wise, for sure. You know,
yeah.
You had Bregman back. You had.
They've been beating your ass lately, too.
I mean, you had Bregman, Correa, and Javier as the three making a, making their debut at Daikin.
Yeah. So
Javier never pitched at Daikin before.
So when he was walking in,
he pitched at some other stadium called.
When he was walking in, our boy Fox was with him, and he had Tres Leches boxes, and they came from Dessert Gallery. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Right there off Katy by Cator. I mean, off.
No, it's Kirby.
Kirby yeah. in Richmond.
In Richmond,
by
right? No, Dessert Gallery is real. It's real. Yeah, and that's Carlos. I just asked him for Carlos's favorite. Tres Leches, and you get that. 713-780-3776 is the number on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you want to get in here with us, you can watch on YouTube, you can watch on Twitch, you can. Where else can you watch, Del?
Twitter. Yeah,
you can watch on Twitter, and you can see Del's young protege in there.
Right well. Now. I don't know if protege is the right word.
Well, I don't know. He's sitting there. Or either that or stalker.
No, he's supposed to be
not
here.
Not a stalker.
I was aware he was going to be here. He didn't just show up out of nowhere.
Oh, okay. You were told he was coming in?
Yeah, he's been here all summer.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's an intern.
Yes. First of all.
Oh, yeah. I forget John's not here.
Yeah.
So he didn't know.
First, I will tell you.
You met him. His aunt plays cards with you.
Oh, yeah. What? Suzanne? Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah,
I will tell you a couple of things, John.
I met him.
I just don't
good
have
kid.
Random 20-year-old white kids at my back pocket at all
no,
times.
That's what I thought. It was like it's a weird look.
Yeah, so he's an intern. Yes, he's supposed to be here. What a awful stalker to have.
Yeah,
of all the stalkers you could have.
Right.
Can you teach me about radio, please? No, that's a terrible stalker.
Single white young male.
Yeah, I'm not looking for that.
No. So anyway, yeah, I play with his aunt. She's a good poker player, really good poker player. And so we sat down quite a bit, and she said that she had a nephew that wanted to get into business, and let's go. Teach him good stuff, Del, not the bad stuff.
He's listening to you. I mean, you can't put the bad stuff on me. He listens to you every day.
Well, that's that. Now he's getting somewhere. That's why he's gotten as far as he has in this business. Internship, okay? And I don't know. Hopefully, he's going to get further than this. Let's go. Pick it up, all right?
Pick it up.
Time to talk about C.J. Stroud, 39. What do you think about C.J. being 39 on the top 100? It's higher than I thought he'd be, if you want to know the truth.
I was shocked, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, he's ahead of Justin Herbert. He's ahead of... Oh, they had a list of some of the guys he was ahead of. What, Matt Stafford, I guess? He's ahead of about three quarterbacks where I was going, huh.
Is he ahead of Jalen?
No. Jalen
Hurts? He dropped
Hurts?
19 spots. He was 20 last year.
CJ?
Yeah,
I still, I don't know. When I just saw 39 and realized he's ahead of Will Anderson, I'm like,
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I feel real comfortable with this. Granted, quarterbacks get pushed, but, I mean, Justin Herbert finished outside the top 50. And Herbert had a better year last year than, well, Herbert was okay, actually.
And then CJ kicked his ass in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, CJ was, he was good for a half.
Yeah.
He was good that last drive. He wasn't very good most of that first half, but to be honest, I mean, CJ, I don't think most people just in and of themselves relative to their greatness at their position, I don't think most people would think CJ Stroud's better than Will Anderson.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was a little surprised.
Hey, let's see if you agree with this, and I've seen this a couple of times now. Those concerned with Stroud's sophomore slump are missing the bigger picture. With him under center, a team that had managed only 11 combined victories in three seasons prior to his arrival won 11 in a season, including the playoffs, for a second straight year. That is true. And I saw another guy who said, listen, y'all, Anyway, he said, y'all, man, y'all are blaming all this on CJ and talking about the crappy year he had. He did a lot of great things with not much help at all. He had the injuries at wide receiver. He lost two of his three top receivers.
I ain't trying to hear all this.
And he had the worst offensive line in football.
I know. What is this new? You're just seeing this for the first time? Somebody to apologize?
No, I'm saying I think that, you know what? That maybe because we're so close to the situation, maybe we're tougher on him than we should be.
No, we're not. Because we're closer, we saw what he's capable of because he had a crap offensive line the year before.
Yeah,
mostly the same guys. I mean,
won the same number of games.
John, he was missing open throws.
Yeah, he was.
Watched him. He wasn't. The placement wasn't where it needed to be. His internal clock was off. The things you're saying, yes, are true.
Now the internal clock is a different story. But could be caused by the offensive line.
Yeah, but it wasn't the year
before.
The
missing throws he just missed.
I don't want to hear the excuses. It was both. CJ wasn't as good. The offensive line wasn't as good. The wide receiver, I mean, Tank wasn't as effective. Tank only played 7 games the year before. I mean, he missed 10 games. It's not like Tank was there the whole year.
No, but you didn't
have Diggs the year before.
No, you had Diggs that last year, and you lost him. I mean, you were counting on.
You had Diggs and Tank. Well, who did you have the year before then?
The year before
So we're making excuses for last year. What about the year before? You had Tank for 7 games, and then he was gone. You had Nico as your first year throwing to Nico. Who are all the other great wide receivers you had?
Who was the little guy that went to the Cowboys?
Cooks?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Big
deal
Brandon
anyway. Cooks. Okay. He's got 20 years in the league.
It's excuse making. It's being protective. It's being putting a cape on for somebody. It's okay. CJ wasn't as good last year.
Yeah.
No one's saying the wide receivers were healthy the full season. No one's saying the offensive line was good. But he's not the first quarterback ever to have an offensive line that's not very good.
Yeah, and Cooks.
Not the first ever.
Cooks left the year before. He did not play with CJ.
Well, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
So, I mean, he didn't have anybody.
It was Nico and Nico alone.
Nico
and a better Dalton Schultz,
I guess. And a better Dalton Schultz. And then he had.
Was Xavier there?
Yeah, he
was
getting his jet.
Robert Woods.
Robert Woods.
Jet sweep. I would argue his wide receiver play with Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell and Nico Collins was way better for the amount of times they played than he had the year before. And he just wasn't as good. I mean, he wasn't as good. But those other things were also true. All of them were true. Bobby Slowick wasn't as good. Literally, the offense wasn't as good from the play caller to the quarterback to the O-line to the health of the wide receivers across the board. It's got to get better this year. And CJ has something for me, maybe not y'all, but for me, CJ kind of needs to prove it again to me. I mean, I'll be honest with you. After last year, I'm like, I kind of want to see it again. It's only been 1-2 years. You know, I had 1 year. Half of 1 year where I really liked it. I kind of need to see it again this year just to make me feel a little better. That's all.
Want to see CJ play better? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I know he played great last year except for the pass pro and the, everyone else was terrible. CJ was fine from what I hear.
Great even.
From what I hear, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, you're going a little bit far there, but okay.
Well, everything else was at fault, not CJ, right?
CJ was not as good.
I mean,
CJ
the quarterback who acknowledged he had to change his approach in the offseason?
Yeah. He said it.
Well, the guy, he
wasn't
is
as good. He
is
said
more
he
accountable.
Didn't have 2 feet in.
He was more accountable of his play than anyone else, which is great. But just take the lead of the guy who played. I got to do things differently. That's fine. No one's killing him. But if he will, if he's able to acknowledge it, why can't a lot of other people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, he. No, absolutely. But killing him. I mean, he still.
Who's
won.
Killing him? By the way,
who's yeah. killing him?
Just that play that's well. That's a fake narrative for people. I don't know why. Who's killing C.J. Stroud? The players certainly aren't. They put him in the top 40. Who's killing him?
He might be referring to Lance. I don't know. I don't know.
Does that have him in the top 12?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Will Anderson Jr. is better than C.J. Stroud as a player right now.
He played.
I don't think that's a
he played at his
take.
Position better than C.J. played at his position.
That's I think true. He played football better than C.J., period. And that's not a controversial take at all. Just no. one guy plays a more important position, frankly. Quarterback's the most important position in any sport.
I've never heard
goalkeeper's
that before.
Pretty important, but
I've never heard that before.
Well, it's out
well
there.
You sound brand new, John. Welcome.
I am. I'm brand new. Me and Suzanne's nephew. Right.
We're way late.
Okay.
You're gonna have to mega combine. We're 8 minutes past the break.
I had to play the ID in the previous
segment.
The
kids are getting out of school now.
See, now, well, then maybe you should talk about... I saw John Daspit's commercial last night on the
yeah,
show.
Was, yeah, so John yeah. Daspit, he texted me. I'm not sure he thinks Neris is really for this club, if I'm being honest. He just said, just yes. out of nowhere, a sniper text.
Hey, he's got
I'm
10
not
years
sure about
Neris
anymore. Like, yeah, I'm not sure either. We got... I my comment back to him was pretty rough. I think I may have said, well, it wasn't as nice. And I'm not a big Neris guy right now, but I'm a big John Daspit guy. John Daspit fighting for the rights of others, fighting for people who have been injured due to someone else's negligence. You know, the insurance companies are going to get to you right away when let's just say you got hit by somebody on the roadway, you got jammed up, you got hurt, you need to go to the hospital. Maybe you went to the hospital, maybe you went to the doctors 3-4 days later that. That sore neck isn't getting any better. The sore back isn't getting any better. You have the adrenaline rush once you're in an accident like that, and you start to get sore, and you start to think, it's just a little soreness. I'll be fine. And then it doesn't go away. Did you get an X-ray done? Did you get an MRI done if you need to? Did you get these things looked at? Because I can tell you right now, if you have a problem, they want to be able to help you at the Daspit Law, at Daspit Law Firm. They want to make sure that you go get everything checked out. If there's any problems, they want to get it fixed. They want all your hospital bills and everything taken care of by the insurance company. And they're going to do that. Anytime you miss from work, long-term, short-term, that's going to be taken care of. And then they fight for an aggressive settlement for you for your pain and suffering. It's not something you ask for at the workplace, at a location somewhere on the roadway. They want to make sure that you are taken care of. You're the number one priority for them. And they say, look, don't just sign off with an insurance company before you have everything looked at. Because once that's done, if you have issues that were dealing with and you didn't get them looked at, you're now financially liable for that. So John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm, 713, call now. That's 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.